Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me for this October 8th, 2022 podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about consciousness and what that means. If you look up the word consciousness in the dictionary, it doesn't give us much information, actually. The state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings. That's not it. Awareness or perception of something by a person. Well, that's not it. The fact of awareness by the mind of itself and the world. No, none of this is what consciousness is. And these pedestrian mentality type of definitions do not serve the real insight of what it means to have consciousness. Consciousness in its deepest form, in its most meditative form, is a profound awareness that is generated by silence. Sitting quietly in the silence, wanting nothing with all of your heart, you will attain to consciousness. And this is one of the most beautiful attributes of a human being, what they can do to awaken past their own humanity and into the source, returning to the source of what it means to be conscious. Now, this whole phenomenon is very difficult for most people to understand. And when one looks at the idea of what does it mean to have consciousness, or can you have consciousness? Of course, the whole idea is, you know, what will the experience be like, and how do I prepare for it, or how do I make it happen, something like that. But this is not the essence of consciousness. In consciousness, you must be devoid, in like in my case, of the Gregory. I must let go of Gregory. I must let go of his mind, of his desires, his ambition, his pride. I have to get rid of my sense of self and push it aside, to become passive towards it and not inclusive of it. Most of the time, our human state envelops us, conquers us, consumes us constantly with thoughts and worries and ideas, always building more premise for thinking and coming to assumption and conclusion. In doing that, I miss. Consciousness is derived from a passivity towards the human nature, passivity towards my emotional nature, passivity towards anything that does not relate to the whole essence, now listen to me, of achieving no thing. This no thing is what really boggles people, to have a no thing mentality. What does that mean, a no thing mentality? It is the way in which we operate. The no thing mentality is to no longer be circumvented away from consciousness by thoughts that interrupt. Consciousness is a derivative of silence, and it is not to be considered something that is an interlude, shall we say, to our thoughts. In consciousness, we simply are breathing, watching, and without the assumption of judgment and fear, we enter into the nature of our own life, the true nature of our life. And this true nature is staggeringly different from the one we live in, where we are pushed around by impulse and thoughts. In consciousness, an awareness builds. This awareness supersedes anything that we have ever known in the past. So the first question I received today was from James. He does not tell me where he lives, and he says, what is consciousness? He goes into the idea of consciousness being something that he apparently believes he thinks. James, consciousness is not something I can think. And when I enter into consciousness, it is a state of being. It is a presence within. It has nothing to do with, in my case, the Gregory. It has to do with his state of being as being that of human, and then moving to something deeper, more profound, that exquisite place within us all, where the state of our authentic being does exist. We have the human being of us, the human nature of us. But beyond that human nature is the authentic. And when I am no longer interested in aggrandizing my human nature, when I am no longer willing to have a lifestyle where I am just living to gratify my human nature, hence my ego, I will find it much easier to attain to consciousness than ever before. Part of the reason that most of us suffer the way we do with spiritual work, in other words, having a difficult time with it, is merely because we live in a realm within ourselves of wanting to assess everything and bring it into human form, human thought. Consciousness is not about thought. James, consciousness is life. Consciousness is love. Consciousness is the silence. And there must be the presence of the silence within my life before I can bring about consciousness. Consciousness is actually a lifestyle. And once it is realized within me, and I am no longer interested in trying to get and have and do from the order of my genetics and my DNA, I will start to unfold within myself. And the thing I call myself will last for a little while, but then it will be put in its place where it belongs. You need a human self to function here on the planet. That is for sure. But when I am no longer consumed by this, when I am no longer consumed by the idea of my thoughts, my body, my impulses, I enter into a more, shall we say, divine realm within me, within you. That divine realm is called consciousness. And anyone can reach it. I've seen people reach it at critical states in their life. I've seen people seeking to reach for it and find it and never find it because their thoughts get in the way. Their thoughts muddle their experience. There's a lot of ego in most of us that does not allow us to enter into the silence of our being purely because we are too emotionally set in what I call, James, the emperor of all malice, my human heart. Yes, it's the human heart that does us in. And so when we are starting to look at the major, shall we say, throw of life, the major essence of life, when we are starting to look at the meaning of our existence here on Earth, it is only realized through consciousness. This is why there are so many people who just don't believe in anything. They think that this world, this life doesn't mean anything. They're nihilists. And they believe in the idea that, you die and fade to black and it's all over. I understand that, but this is a sickness that comes from living literally. And when I live literally, I formulate within me the neurological pathways to only think in terms of what I want, what I need, what I think is happening, what I assume is happening. And I never really realize what is happening because I've been so busy thinking all the time. To sit quietly, just to sit quietly, and to become passive towards the thoughts that I do experience as a human being. Learning how to become as passive towards them as possible, you will start to feel and sense beyond your emotions and your body something existing within you. It has always existed within you, and now you will start to reach it with all of your heart. It will take the authentic heart, not the human heart, the authentic heart to reach this beautiful place within. You can do this. Anyone really can do it. The issue is, will I discipline myself enough to do it? The discipline is in the passivity towards thoughts. In that moment, in that passivity, I awaken. And it becomes more and more beautiful. This awakening happens to be beyond perception, the perception of my ego, the perception of my mental acuity. I begin to realize the state of my own being, and without a hesitation of any doubt, I live in the state of love. To let love, as I say, live me. This is the practice of the way. And anyone can do it, literally anyone. And at times I have found, as I've said before, James, that people find it by accident. They'll have that gap, that pause, that space between one thought and another. And it may be in a very awkward situation, even a desperate situation, and there it is. There is the consciousness. And it is derived through persistence and consistency. You have to live without thought, without being motivated constantly by fear. And most of our thoughts are motivated by fear. The fear of not being loved, the fear of being alone, the fear of not getting what we want, the fear of not being able to compensate for our life and our lifestyle through the modality of, well, all sorts of things that we go through. The modality of anger, the modality of our genetics. And because we live from these things constantly and thoroughly, we often miss consciousness. You have to be totally convinced somewhere within you that this lifetime is worth nothing unless you have awakened. And this is the sticking point. If a person does not have that, if they cannot realize that this life is worthless, another life lived over and over again from birth to death, over and over, if they cannot recognize the futility of that, then they will never seek consciousness. So I say this to you, James, in all due respect, until you are willing to see everything in its proper origins, until you are willing to recognize how you are living and that you bring on your own whatever, whatever your lifestyle is, whatever your life appears to be to you, that you're the one bringing that on, and that you have finally come to the place where you are no longer willing to live from that state of being, then anything I say or any practice you might even attempt to be in will not suffice, will not help you. You have to want this with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. And oftentimes people who find consciousness and discover it within often find it in times where you would think they'll never find it there because they're in some kind of difficulty. And usually that difficulty has to do with the body or the affairs of a person. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Have a wonderful day. James, thank you for your beautiful question. I hope you and my audience will all forgive me. Namaste.